I'm Jaco Voigt, the CEO of Catalytic, and this is Unbundled Boost, a series specifically created to boost business in South Africa by letting passionate and committed business people share their stories. In this episode, we're chatting about funerals and financial services. We're chatting about how this business evolved to embrace technology in order to serve its customers through difficult times. I'm joined by Nkateko Mabendisa, co-owner of VUO's Funeral Services. Nkateko, welcome.
Thank you so much, Jaco. I really appreciate the introduction.
So we always start the show by just telling us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. My name is Nkateko Mabendisa. I'm the co-owner of VUO's Funeral Services. VUO's Funeral Services is a Soweto-based funeral undertaker, which has now evolved to also providing financial services. The business has a very rich history because we are a third generation business.
I
co-own the business with my husband, Vuyo Mabendisa, and his grandmother is the one who actually started the undertaking business in the family. So they started around 1976, and there's quite a few monumental things that the business has achieved. Then the business did the first funeral at the iconic Avalon Cemetery in Soweto. And then further to that, we also did a lot of burials with the 1976 uprising, and we buried Hector Peterson as well.
Wow, okay. So that is a rich history.
A very rich history.
And when you say third generation, so I mean it's almost 50 years going.
Yes. So the business was started by my husband's grandmother. At the time, it was called People's Funeral Services. From then on, his uncle and mother took over the business. And then in 2007, he then took over the business, and then we renamed the business VUO's Funeral Services. Actually, the legal name is Mabendisa Funeral Undertaking Financial Services. But my husband's very popular, Vuyo. Everyone's like, Vuyo, 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 the big dreamer. And then he was just like, okay, Vuyo's Funerals. And it kind of stuck, yeah.
Okay. So it might sound like a bit of an obvious question, but I think it's not. So what does Vuyo's Funeral Services do?
So Vuyo's Funeral Services, we actually divided into two entities. We have the financial services, and then we have the undertaking, which is the burial services. Our core business currently is the financial services, which means we sell a variety of funeral insurance, and then in the event of death, you can either claim the cash equivalent or the burial service. When you claim the burial service, that's when we move to the second stream of our business, which is the undertaking, where we actually do the entire funeral, from body removals, funerals, catering, repatriation, anything that is related to conducting a funeral service.
Okay, and then you say it's Soweto specific, or will you operate outside Soweto?
We do operate outside of Soweto. Currently, we have branches in the Vaal, East Rand, but we are mostly focused currently in Soweto. But we do work all over the country, SADC countries as well. We've done quite a number of funerals outside of South African borders.
Wow, that sounds very interesting. So. And then this is also a question we always ask on the show. I think you alluded to the fact that it's a third generation business. But from your and viewer's perspective, why did you get involved in the business, or why did you start the business?
Vuyo grew up in the business. So, I mean, from when he was a child, his grandmother was very strict in saying, you guys actually need to work in the business. What are you going to do? You can't just go out in the streets. And at the time, obviously, he grew up in the environment where apartheid was quite ripe and everything. So he grew up in the business. And then, funny enough, after he matriculated, he went and did a teaching degree. He taught for some time, but then realized, teaching, you know, I need more money. He ventured into various businesses up until he decided, you know what, I'm actually good at this. I know how this business operates. Let me give this thing a try. So he started all of that. So he's got a very strong background in the actual undertaking business and the, you know, the processes and everything. And then with me, I'm an accountant by profession.
Ah.
So, you know, numbers, administration, structure, that's the element that I brought into the business. Yes.
And that's the very important component to make the business work.
Yes. To see the bottom line, I guess.
So can I, you actually, in terms of some of the undertaking part, can you maybe talk through what the relevant components of a funeral would be? How does it work and what's okay. All the components?
So with funerals, there's a lot of things that, you know, it's not something that you can DIY it, because there's a lot of red tape and a lot of bureaucracy, especially with handling of human remains. So with an undertaking, it's very important that people understand that the importance of having an undertaker and associating yourself with a particular undertaker. When death occurs, you don't need to be kind of running around trying to figure out, what do I need to do? When you call your undertaker, obviously we'll know exactly what to do in any type of death that has occurred, whether it's a death that occurred at home, it's a death that occurred abroad. So you need to be affiliated with people who will be able to kind of assist you. And we have a lot of people where their family members or loved ones actually die abroad, and they'd like them to be repatriated back into the country. So we have a lot of connections. And
I can imagine that must just be, administratively, must be a nightmare.
It can be if you don't belong to the right associations, and if you don't affiliate with the correct federations and so on of the different countries. So with Vuyo's Funerals, we also belong to an association in the US, so that kind of helps us with getting things done anywhere in any state in the US. And then we also do have a few connections in the UK as well to okay. help us with those. And then SADC is also, it's quite easy for us because we've got a footprint.
So you just made me think now, because, you know, like, I think when people who's not in the business every day, when we think about the undertaking part, you almost just think about the actual day of the funeral.
Yes.
But you actually made me think now. So, you know, let's say there's a death that occurs at home. Is it a law enforcement or a you've got to get a legal death certificate.
Yes. You've so what happens is, if a death occurs at home, you know, the first thing we always advise our clients when we get such calls is for them to call the paramedics, because you really need to be sure that the person is actually deceased. So once the paramedics have verified that this person is indeed deceased, we then come and remove the mortal remains, and then we do all the paperwork for you. We go to your home affairs, get the deaths registered, get all the interments for us to actually conduct the burial, arrange graves for families, because all of that is quite a tedious process, you know. So we take care of all of that so that families don't really need to be running around and doing administrative things and going to municipalities and asking for graves and all of that. So we take care of that element for our clients.
And then where does the financial services component, I assume that's how the financial services component came about then?
So the financial services component came about when we are a business that operates in Soweto. So Soweto is really a community which is mostly populated by previously disadvantaged people or SASSA beneficiaries. So you'd find that a person of a family would have a funeral and they have absolutely no source of income, no funds at all to conduct the funeral. And then you need to rely on neighbors and extended family members to kind of help you contribute. And if the money doesn't come together, now you end up being with this deceased for a longer period of time, and costs are accumulating, obviously, at whatever provider you're using. So then we thought, okay, what can we do to kind of bridge this gap? So then the funeral, the financial services was then kind of born to say, we can actually offer an insurance product where you pay monthly premiums, and in return, you'll get your coffin, your hearse, all your paperwork, securing graves, tent, you know, all the basic things that you need to conduct a funeral. And in that way, you pay a minimal, maybe 100 rand a month, and you don't have to worry about relying on community members, donations, and all of that. So that is how the financial services part of the business was born.
And I really like that because, we were talking before the show, and we were joking about the two things in life that's certain is death and taxes. But you know you can't always predict when it happens. So it's better to plan for it, that you know, yes, when it happens, that you, when you're in shock and grieving and all that, that you don't run into those kind of problems.
The thing about death, I mean, you 100%, it has no, you can literally, I could walk out of the studio and anything can happen to me. Nobody is certain of their death date. But one thing that you can do to make sure that you are not caught off guard is to prepare. And the most easiest and effective way to prepare is to have funeral policies. So there's different kinds of funeral policies. I mean, we've got institutions that just offer you the cash benefit, you know, pay 100 rand, in the event of death you'll get 20,000 rand or 50,000 rand. But what we do, we actually break it down for you to say, pay 100 rand, in the event of death, these are the things that you are going to receive from us. And all of those things are things that will cover everything that needs to be covered for a funeral to happen.
This might be a bit of a controversial question, but do you find that there are people that have, let's say, policies with maybe a national provider or maybe a fly-by-night somehow or whatever, and when that time comes that they don't get what they thought they were getting?
That actually happens a lot. That is why it's always important that whatever institution you go into business with, you need to be sure of their accreditations, how far they can go into providing the service that they're supposed to provide you. So with Vuyo's Funerals, we're an authorized financial services provider. So we have an FSP number, meaning we cannot take public money and put it in our own pockets. So we take the money, and part of our license stipulates that that money needs to be underwritten, meaning in the event that this business goes down, people are not going to be left out in the cold. Their monies are safe. So all our policies are underwritten by different other institutions that are also financial service providers. And then further than that, on the undertaking side, we belong to an association called South African Funeral Practitioners Association, which is under the Funeral Federation of South Africa. So we are governed by these bodies, and if anything, maybe people are aggrieved or anything, I mean, they've got the right to go to an ombudsman, they've got the right to report us to the different associations or federations that we belong to. So even in our contractual agreements, all those things are stipulated. In the event that you are not satisfied, these are the options you have for recourse. Okay. So it's always important that you do your homework before you sign up any contract with anyone, and make sure that in the event that these people disappear, will I be protected?
And to me, that's that where your rich history comes in. It's just a little bit more of a safeguard.
Yes.
So I have to ask this question because we've just sort of come out of it. How did the pandemic influence your business?
Sure, that one. The pandemic actually showed us a lot of things that we were also not aware of. I remember the first COVID funeral that happened in Soweto. We did that funeral. And because nobody knew what to expect, we were all very scared, obviously. But what helped us get through was actually following the regulations to the T. It became a big challenge because of us operating in Soweto, we obviously interact with different people who have different beliefs and different cultures. And funerals is really a platform for people to exercise their beliefs, cultures, rituals. So a lot of that had to be stopped because cultures and rituals mean you need to handle the mortal remains. So that was a very challenging time to kind of get people to understand that you can no longer do certain rituals, observe certain things because the law prohibits that. And not because the law is being funny, but we have to protect you, we need to protect your family, and we also need to protect our staff members. But other than that, it was a very busy time, I must say, especially on the third wave. I mean, we were doing on average 25 to 30 funerals a day. That's just Vuyo's funerals. Yeah. And I mean, if you combine the amount of undertakers that are based in Soweto and the amount of deaths that were occurring, it's really unheard of. The numbers are unheard of. As from a business perspective, it was a big challenge because we were never prepared for the cost implications that come with COVID. So now we obviously, there's general things that we do in a mortuary facility, which you are required to do. But now with COVID, there's PPE, there's regulations that say you need to have one set of PPE for one body.
Okay.
So all of those things are now costs that we never anticipated. They are not covered for in your policy. So we really took a big knock. And another big knock was when we were given a time frame of when you need to bury COVID deaths. So if you are told that, we were told that we had 48 hours. In 48 hours, in level 5, when we first went into lockdown, banks were closed, insurance companies were closed, people could not claim, and now you're stuck with a body that you need to bury wow. within 48 hours. You end up burying with the hope that people will come back and pay, and you know, a lot of people didn't. So wow. we lost a lot of money. Financially, it was a big knock. But at the end of the day, you know, some of these things are really not just about money, but it's a service that you give to the community. And I mean, death can be traumatizing to anyone who's going through it. And as a funeral undertaker, you need to be the last person that will add stress
yes.
to people who are bereaved.
It's a very difficult position. So the portion that also interested me is also out of that pandemic, you also were quite resilient in the fact that you went into the digital world.
Yes, we
so
did.
So tell us about that. That intrigued me a lot because, you know, and obviously our normal mainstream show is always about technology. So I love to hear stories about how something that's been around for ages, all of a sudden there's a technology angle to it.
So from a business perspective, when the lockdown was announced, we were panicking a lot. I think it was on the 23rd of March, if I'm not mistaken. People are just about to get paid. That's when we actually generate the bulk of our income, by people paying their premiums. Shops are closed, banks are closed. That means people are not going to be able to go to stores and pay. That means we're not going to have money to pay salaries, operational expenses, anything. So then we had to sit and think, how can we mitigate the problem of people having to pay but with limited movement? So then we decided, okay, let's create an app. So we designed an app where over and above just being able to pay your policy, we then decided to add a lifestyle benefit to it. So on our app, people who are members of your funerals, the premium that you pay every month comes with additional benefits of groceries, health benefits, legal benefits, lifestyle benefits like movies, takeaways, and all of that. So that we could encourage people to still keep their policies but limit their movement. So you can now pay for your policy from the comfort of your home. And we had to beef up a lot of things. I mean, we're working with people who are not too inclined to technology. So it was a big step, but with the right kind of everyone is on Facebook now, I think. Most people are on Facebook. A lot of people have WhatsApp. So we kind of use those platforms to kind of direct people to say, you don't need to get up. Stay on your couch. You can sign up for a policy. You can pay your policy. You can maintain your policy without even lifting your foot or stepping out of your door.
I love hearing that, and specifically in such a difficult time. But that just shows me the resilience of this entrepreneurial thinking. We always talk on Boost about how it's a small business that keeps the economy going. And I mean, to me, this is just a beautiful example. I think 20 or 50 years ago, if something like the lockdown might have happened, that might have just been the end of the business, and you guys just were so resilient in terms of how you said, okay, right, let's bring a technology angle into the business. Mm. How has that uptake been for you?
It actually, I think it came at the right time, because people now realized the scary fact of COVID. People were dying. Nobody, you don't want to be caught unprepared. Generally, with any economic circumstances, if you have financial problems, the first thing you cut would be your insurance policies. So with COVID, people then started realizing, actually, I can't afford to not have a funeral cover. So the uptake was quite overwhelming. People kind of embraced it. And as a business, looking back, it's so sad what COVID has done to a lot of businesses. A lot of people have lost their jobs, have lost their businesses, their life's work. But we were able to survive, even though it was very difficult and very challenging financially. We've managed to retain every single employee that has worked with us. Because of technology, and we're very grateful for that, because now, I mean, we had our call centers working from home, and we were really, the interruptions were minimal because of technology. And the app has also just kind of brought a different spectrum to our business. It's something we never really anticipated. It was never in the pipeline, but with all the challenges that came, we had to kind of think out of the box, and we were pushed to be innovative and kind of stay relevant, which I think is also very important with a lot of businesses, is that not to remain stagnant in something that is tried and tested. Yes, it's tried and tested, but people are now moving into a different age. People are thinking differently. What can you do to make sure that you are always relevant for people? Because nobody wants to walk into a funeral parlor every month and pay a premium.
Yeah, like, exactly that.
You know?
It's not nice until you need it.
Yeah.
So as a closing remark, and you made me think of a lot of things now. You heard now before we started, I'm too old to go to certain places in Greenside. But what would your advice be? It's actually a twofold question. What is the right age to start? When would you recommend people start, let's call it, investing or putting money aside for this eventuality?
I think the best time, the minute you become of a responsible age, so maybe if you get your first job, when you get married, already now you've got a responsibility to yourself. You cannot rely on parents forever. There will come an age where you need to stand on your own. Part of that, the responsibility of that, is preparing your financial matters, I suppose. So the sooner the better. Like I said, nobody knows when they're going to die. It doesn't mean that I can live up to 50, 60, then start preparing. And I mean, at that age, insurance becomes very expensive because you joined late and now the risk is higher. So the sooner you join, the better for you, the cheaper it will be for you, because obviously the life expectancy is around about 75. So you still have a long way to, 65, sorry. You still have a long way to get to that. So okay. Premiums are most likely to be cheaper. And also, nobody is guaranteed of how long they'll be on this earth. So the sooner you can, the better for you. Yes.
Okay, I think that's probably some of the best advice I've heard on the show. And then my last question, then tying into that, so if somebody listened today now and they want to engage voyeurs, what's the best mechanism to do that?
They can go onto our website. We're actually available on all most social media platforms. We are on Facebook, we are on Instagram as Voyeurs Funeral Services. I believe we're also on Twitter.
Really? Okay.
Voyeurs Funeral Services as well. And then you can engage with us on our website, and we also have a live interactive WhatsApp line where people can reach us. Can I give the number?
Yeah, sure, please.
So our WhatsApp line is 081-771-1883.
I can send any question that I have.
Any question, whether you are an existing member or a potential member, we will be able to engage with you. We also have what we want to go into now, especially because of the results of COVID. I mean, it's always good to kind of go through something, then do an introspection and see how you can best improve yourself. So we want to now kind of deal with businesses, because a lot of employees, especially your people that worked throughout COVID, they were affected. And time and again, people are getting sick, you must close, people die. And as an employer, obviously, it's a decent thing to kind of assist your employees if they have a death or if an employee passes away. So that can be a very costly exercise. So we kind of looked at how can we help small businesses to kind of alleviate the financial pressure of having to assist employees with funeral costs and everything. So we've got quite a few packages that will talk to business owners for their staff. And you can also reach out to us on the WhatsApp line, and then we have a team that is specifically dedicated to attend to those requests.
And then you spoke about call center earlier. If I want to phone somebody,
yes, we have a call center. Okay. Our call center number is 011-983-8421. Yes.
I really like that. I like the business idea as well, because from a business perspective, if you can give that peace of mind to your team members,
yes,
or employees, it takes away
a lot. And also because of the added lifestyle benefits that we offer our members. You know, a funeral policy has always had the notion of saying you'll only benefit when there's a death, but with our policies you benefit every month for as long as you're a member. So you pay an average premium of about 200 rand a month, and you get benefits of just over 3,500 rand every single month. So
wow.
It talks to a lot in terms of employee benefits. Over and above the groceries and health benefits, I mean, there's legal advice. We can help people set up wills. There's
also health. Something that's quite important that people.
That's also very, very important.
They leave it too late.
They leave it too late or don't do it at all.
Yeah.
And then that's when you get all these different disputes and everything. So we've got all of that covered with our policy in terms of the lifestyle benefit aspect. So there's a lot of things that I'll encourage actually employers, business owners, have a look at the offering, see how your employees will benefit from that, because there's everything for everyone. I mean, with soccer tickets, we get like 50% off soccer tickets. There's our benefits, our lifestyle benefits cater every single member of the family, from your kids.
So it's not just money you pay away.
It's not just money that you pay.
Yeah.
You get, I mean, you save monthly on groceries. There's takeaways, benefits where you save, movie benefits. I think you get, for every month, you buy one ticket, get one free. We have spa benefits with Mangwanani. There's a range that will cater every single member of your family.
Nkateko, thank you very much. For me, this is part of my favorite inserts that we do in Unbundled. There's nothing more exciting than hearing a passionate entrepreneur just talk about their business that they just love. And as I said earlier, my fundamental belief is for South Africa to go forward. It's people like us that's going to do it. Nobody else.
No, definitely. And you know, it's starting a business is really a calling, I believe, because it's not just going to benefit you, but it's going to benefit, if you employ one person, you are feeding five other people. So the input that you have as business owners, as entrepreneurs, it's really, it's far just above you and your immediate family. So many people.
It's almost a responsibility.
It is a responsibility because a lot of people depend on you. So it's always important to always be on top of your game and be innovative. Have fresh ideas. Stay relevant so that you can continue to support and maintain all the people that are feeding off the business.
I love that. So anybody that doesn't have a viewer's funeral policy, even if you were some of the big nationals or multinationals, give a small business an opportunity and contact them and hear what they can offer you.
Yes, definitely. I mean, we are available to come and do presentation, obligation-free presentations and quotes, and just hear how you and your staff and employees can benefit from this.
Thank you very much for that.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for listening to Unbundled Boost, brought to you by Catalytic, a series that aims to boost business in South Africa. Remember that you can listen to all of the episodes on the Cliff Central app or website. And for added convenience, you can subscribe to the podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, or wherever you listen. And if you need to know more about Catalytic, please visit catalytic.co.za. CliffCentral.com